Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 2, we were taught that people leave and try to talk others into leaving too. They are deceived by the devil. Let's continue with that thought today. When people leave, why do they try to talk others into leaving? When, if you're a Christian school teacher and you quit, why would you try to talk others into quitting the school too? Or you know, they're hiring new people, you find out who they are and you call them up and try to talk them into not to coming. You see, that is 100% the devil, but he's a deceiver. So I don't have an axe to grind here. I'm saying that to say, get alone with God, get in his word, and ask him to show you if you've been deceived. Don't have a critical spirit. Oh, that will defeat you every time. You see, those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But that also tells us the opposite. Godliness never works behind the back. Godliness never gossips behind the back, stabs in the back, is not an accuser. So when you think of that, this is also how you know a person is a hypocrite. When they're talking to you and they're stabbing somebody in the back, they're talking to you and they're saying these things, then you know they're a hypocrite. And so, again, recognize the adversary. Recognize what they're doing, even though they're saying to you, and it sounds serious, and they say it as if they're convinced. Understand. Perhaps a better question, say, well, what did they say when you talked to them personally about it? And do you mind if I go with you to them and talk to them about it? You know what? It'll change in a hurry. I found that to be true over the years. So I'm saying this not to go back and look at anybody. You may know somebody that's ever left my ministries. I've had three churches, so you may know somebody that's left them, and you want to talk to them, or they've said something. I don't know, but this is not about that, because I still love them. Even if they leave me and hate me, I still love them. Now, I don't love them like God loves them, but I love them, and I hope that God changes their life. Now, whereas the world hates Christ and attacks him through his people by laws and physical violence, whichever the deceiver seeks to use people, and many times God's people, people within the church, by attacking. And many times they try to attack the doctrine of Christ. One of the ways they attack the doctrine of Christ is by taking away from his holiness, and they call it legalistic. Legalistic. It mocks reverence in God's house, even though Jesus cleansed the temple twice in his ministry. It mocks standards and separations. Hence, what they end up doing and don't realize they're doing is they're using the name of Jesus, but what they've created is another Jesus. As 2 Corinthians 11:4 says, for if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might bear with him. Now, since the late 70s and 80s, a new Jesus that probably did not really exist in the centuries preceding it of church history, this Jesus allows the fulfillment of the flesh and calls it grace, while calling holiness and obedience legalistic. Now, it is the job of the pastor to feed the flock of God and to warn the flock of God in order to equip them and protect them from the wiles of the devil's attacks. That's why we have this radio ministry. God impressed upon me hearing a radio preacher years ago talking about grace and liberty, and he kept applying it, but it's applying to the flesh. And so he had grace and liberty to have wine and everything else. And I've seen since the same one has even addressed students in his university the same way, is that, you know, be careful about drinking, because we're not against moderation, but always be careful of what people think. Well, wait a minute. You better find out what holiness is. And when somebody does that, what that tells me is they don't understand holiness, they don't understand righteousness, they don't understand God. And they may be saved. I'm not questioning, are they saved? I don't know the heart. But I can tell you that that's not the Jesus of the Bible, and they're misleading, because they seem to have great gifts in speaking and doing other things that just really convince people, and especially it appeals to their flesh. That's why you have beer and Bible churches today. So again, always be on the lookout, because Satan seeks to attack, and the devil will do all that he can, and so the pastor needs to continually feed the flock, but warn the flock and equip the flock against the attacks of the devil. Now, think on this example. The word worship has the meaning of to lay flat, face down. It's the idea of humbling oneself and highly reverencing another. Now, none of that is seen in the clapping, rocking, immodest dress in the services that are more like a nightclub, minus the cussing and sex being sung about. And that's going on in churches today. Oh, how that grieves the Spirit of God. And especially when we attribute it to Jesus Christ. We better recognize this adversary, the devil, and realize his carnal weaponry is filled with lies, deceit, but especially with sensuality. The first principle, then, calls for us to have a spirit of discernment, which comes only from God. It comes only from walking in God, being in His Word, and meditating on it. But to recognize the adversary, you have to have a spirit of discernment, because he is a deceiver. The second principle for spiritual victory is to know the reality of your anointing. In verse 27, he says, "But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him." Now, the Greek tense here of this anointing shows that it is a one-time event in your past. Therefore, it is referring to the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which was received the very moment you were saved. In Romans chapter 8, verse 9, we find out, "If any man does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." Now, you can't be filled with the Spirit of God, and you say, "Well, I got saved, but I haven't got the gift of the Holy Spirit yet." Then you're not saved, because if you say that you're saved, but you lack the Holy Spirit, then you're not saved, because Romans 8, 9 clearly says, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you're none of His. And the Holy Spirit is of Christ. He came to testify of Christ. He came not to exalt Himself, but to testify of Christ in the words that He spoke. So you need to learn that if The Bible says that. The Bible's right. And so that's where you were anointed. You were baptized in the Spirit of God the very moment that you were saved, baptized into the body of Christ by the Spirit of God. Now, he abideth in you, John chapter 14. Jesus spoke of he, the Father, and Spirit coming and abiding in you, taking up residence. And that's what it means. When it says abideth, it means to come into you and take up permanent residence. The moment you were saved, the Spirit of God entered and took up permanent residence. He abideth. Now, unfortunately, too many quench the Holy Spirit, and he's not allowed to have free course. You see, the fullness of the Holy Spirit is not how much of the Holy Spirit you have, because you got all the Holy Spirit when you got saved. The fullness of the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost, as we might also, the Bible uses both terms. But the fullness of the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost is not how much of him you have. You have him, all of him, but it's rather how much of you does he have. So don't grieve the Holy Spirit, and don't, my friend, don't quench him. And so, that's what he says here. Now, on the other hand, don't misunderstand. Ye need not any man teach you, as he says here in verse 27. God gave the local church, according to Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11, teachers. But that does not relieve us of the responsibility to read, study, and meditate on his word. Sometimes one listens to the word taught by a spirit-filled man, and the Holy Spirit of God uses that because it's God's word, and you learn much more, and you will even begin to understand things that he didn't even cover in that teaching because you listened, and it opened other avenues by the Holy Ghost of God. Now, the Holy Ghost opens the understanding, not the messenger. I try to teach this the best I can, but my friend, I fail. It's the Holy Ghost that must teach it to you. In Acts chapter 17, verse 11 says, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with readiness of mind, with all readiness of mind, he says, and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. So ultimately, the Holy Spirit must convince you of the truth that is coming from the speaker's lips. That's why it's highly important the speaker preaches and teaches the Word of God. If you read Acts chapter 15, they had a big problem there. False doctrine was brought in by the Judaizers trying to say we have to be circumcised and keep the law in order to be saved. And
this is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible.